Chi's just another word for the Holy Spirit in the way the energy moves in amongst your body and in 3D. That's basically right. But it also interacts in 4D, right? But anything outside of 4D, we would have the tendency to call it spiritual. See, what Boganathar came to prove, it's all spiritual. That energy moving through me, call it what you want, but it's really God's energy manifesting. And let's just take 3, 4, and 5D, right? The number 21's big in the Bible, and the number 7's big in the Bible, right? So seven frequencies in 3D, seven frequencies in 4D, and seven frequencies in 5D. Spirit, mind, and the old ancient Chanda, old ancient India purification. I paint three stripes, golden stripes with food color across my forehead, like the Native American Indians would paint to go to war, right? Remember that? So this, and then a magenta dot. Spirit, mind, and body are but one. Jesus referred to that Chanda as the temple. So what he refers to that is our 3, 4, and 5D unit is the temple. And the Holy Spirit will come into this temple and make it alive more than you've ever known before. And he gave us the two most powerful demonstrations by not needing a male to make his mother pregnant so he could come in. That's one demonstration of the power. But the other one's even more powerful than that. Here's a body dead on the cross. And now I'm going to bring it back to life. I'm going to take this spirit, mind, and body, all three that are dead, and I'm going to come in and jumpstart them just like jumping somebody's battery. And I'm going to raise him up again. If the first thing didn't get your attention, the second thing's going to get your attention. And that's why that was done that way. Now, if that don't show us God's power and that it trumps everything, literally everything. And if I got that kind of God in my life, what do I fear? I got nothing to fear.